Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, it is a real pleasure to speak with Mark Foster, lead singer of Foster the People. Of course, the album Torch is in stores now. Mark, thank you so much for the time. You know, last year, it was really like kind of a lot of success in a relatively short amount of time. One second, you're playing all the late night TV shows. The next second, Pumped Up Kicks is being played like every hour on every radio station. Then suddenly, I turn on Entourage, Vinny Chase is leaving Rehab, and Houdini's playing in the background. I mean, you look back on all of this now, like about a year later. Is it one big blur to you or now?
Parts of it, yeah, for sure, man. You know, a lot of things happened really quickly a year ago, but I think it's slowing down a bit. In the last 6 months, I think we've gotten comfortable with it.
And really, Mark, other than the Grammys, obviously, was a huge deal, and you guys have been touring, but besides that, you've really been able to kind of work a little bit more at your own pace and kind of slow things down, especially, like you said, in these past 6 months?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, like, you know, part of it is, like, being able to work at our own pace. The other part of it, I think, is just getting used to kind of, it's crazy to me when I look back even a year ago, because it feels like I've lived 10 years worth of memories in a year.
Right.
You know? And I think, like, you know, when that first started, you know, I mean, this was our first tour. This was our first, a lot of things for us. And so, you know, it's a different pace of life, man. And I think in terms of, like, okay, like, yeah, touring feels like this. Like, this is how to stay rested when you're on tour. Like, this is what you should eat. Like, this is, like, you know, how to, like, not go crazy, like, when you're, you know, in a city and you don't know where you are. Like, I don't know. It's like little things that you start to just kind of, like, little tricks you learn along the way.
Mark, what you're telling me is there's not an app for touring. You have to actually experience it, huh?
Yeah, man, I don't really think there's anything in life that can prepare you for it. You know?
You've had so many of these new experiences over the past year. We're talking with Mark Foster from Foster the People here on the Ralphie Radio Show. How many of these experiences will impact, play a role, inspire material on this new album you're working on?
I think all of them. I'm such a different person now than I was a year and a half ago. And I know all the other guys are too. And not just personally, but musically.
When you wrote and recorded Pumped Up Kicks, did you ever think it would get played on pop radio? Was that your intent all along or no?
No, never.
After experiencing what happens when you have such a big anthem on pop radio, does that play into this next album, or do you still try to just block it out and do your own thing?
No, man, I'm just doing my own thing.
What's been interesting to see, though, Mark, as well, is in the wake of Pumped Up Kicks, some of these other indie rock bands that have had success on pop radio with Fun, and obviously your girl Kimbra on this Gautier track, that's pretty big. Do you feel like you kind of paved the way and kind of maybe opened people's ears and minds to a different sound that we weren't playing?
I don't know. You know, it's funny, like, recently I've had a lot of people, like, old friends in the music industry and people in different bands and stuff in the last few months, like, say that to me, but I've never really thought about it before, you know, and they're just like, thank you, man, thank you, because of Pumped Up Kicks, like, you know, and they said exactly what you said, and I mean, that's, like, you know, one of the biggest compliments, like, you know, I mean, it's like, I've never really thought about it like that, you know, but when I hear Fun and Gautier on the radio, and any band that's left of center, any band, just a band,
yeah,
on
right.
Top 40 radio.
Good point.
I mean, there's so many solo artists on Top 40 radio, but just a band, you know, it's like I raise my glass to them, you know, because I, you know, where people understand what, you know, what it is to be a band and the difference between that and, you know, the Rihanna's of the world. There's nothing wrong with either one. I'm a fan of pop too, you know, Katy Perry and Rihanna and that stuff. You know, there's a part of me that likes that stuff, but at the same time, I feel like in the mass culture in the U.S., there's a lot of kids that probably don't even know who the Beatles are.
One artist that's certainly very relevant to pop radio and somebody you had a chance recently to write some songs with, or at least a song with, it was Taylor Swift. Now, Mark, do you normally write with a lot of other different artists, or is this something kind of new that's happened since all of your success, or was the Taylor Swift thing even just like kind of a one-off that you don't normally do that, but you made an exception with her?
No, I'd written songs for like other people before Foster the People even really took off. Like, I love writing songs with other people and writing in different genres of music, and so, and lately that's been something that I've been having fun doing. So, you know, we wrote a song together, and then, you know, I've been working on this song with Kanon. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah,
we started working together. I was just hanging out with him last night, actually, in New York. Love that guy, and he's doing some really cool things. There's a bunch of cool, like, kind of collaborations that have been happening lately that are behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Well, again, Houdini, the latest single from the album Torches, which is available right now. Mark Foster, lead singer from Foster the People, congratulations on all the success, and good luck with this new album, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man. It's good to talk to you.